carved out of wood.
With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Endocrinin-disrupting chemicals alter thyroid hormone activity during pregnancy. A new study in human placenta provides the strongest evidence to date that endocrinin-disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, can interfere with thyroid hormone action in pregnant women. The implication is that flame-retardant chemicals, called polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, can infiltrate the placenta during pregnancy and affect thyroid hormone activity at the cellular level. According to a new study published in the Endocrinine Society's Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, PCBs were used in transformers and other electrical equipment, paints, adhesives, and tape. Although endocrine-disrupting chemicals were banned in the United States in 1979, PCBs still are released into the environment from disposable sites or products manufactured prior to the ban. Most people have been exposed to low levels of PCBs. As endocrine-disrupting chemicals, PCBs interfere with the way the thyroid hormone functions, but they don't actually change the amount of hormones found in the body, said one of the study's authors, R. Thomas Zoller. Cold exposure prompts body to convert white fat to calorie-burning beige fat. Exposure to cold temperatures can convert white fat tissues from the thighs and belly to beige fat that burns calories for heat, but the biological response is hampered in obese people, according to a new study published in the Endocrinine Society's Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Researchers analyzed belly fat tissue samples from 55 people to see if the tissue samples taken in the winter showed more evidence of browning activity than those taken in summer. Scientists also took thigh fat tissue samples from 16 people after they held an ice pack on their skin for 30 minutes. In the thigh tissue samples, researchers found elevated levels of three genetic markers tied to beige or brown fat in samples taken during the winter. We got more Superhuman News Update coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio, and I decided to order it. And 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Researchers identify a new class of good fats. The surprising discovery of a previously unidentified class of lipid molecules that enhance insulin sensitivity and blood sugar control offers a promising new avenue for the prevention and treatment of type 2 diabetes. The new findings, made by a team of scientists from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and the Salk Institute, are described in the journal Cell. "We are blown away to discover this completely new class of molecules," says senior author Barbara Kahn. Named fatty acid hydroxyl fatty acids, or FAHFAs, these new molecules are in the fat cells as well as other cells throughout the body. They now join a small group of fatty acids known to benefit health, which also include omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil. Unlike omega-3 fatty acids, which are not made in mammals, FAHFAs are actually produced and broken down inside the human body. This important feature gives FAHFAs an advantage in terms of therapeutic development because we can potentially modify the rate of production and breakdown throughout the body, notes Kahn. Because we can measure FAHFA levels in blood, low levels may turn out to be an early marker for the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Consequently, if restoring FAHFA levels in insulin-resistant individuals proves to be therapeutic, we may potentially be able to intervene before the development of frank diabetes. The authors went on to conduct a series of experiments. They discovered that feeding mice extra FAHFAs resulted in a rapid and dramatic drop in blood sugar and a rise in insulin. They also looked at FAHFA levels in human fat and plasma, studying samples from individuals who were known to be insulin resistant and at a high risk of developing diabetes. In this case, FAHFA levels were found to be 50 to 75% lower than levels in people with normal insulin sensitivity. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson to do a long-awaited episode of the Get Strong radio show. And then later in the show, another show that we've been waiting for a long time, another episode of How Muscle Saves Lives. And that is going to be the Jilly Ravel story. And you're not going to want to miss that one because this is really a miraculous discussion about an amazing athlete. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's get started. Coach Johnson, how are you?
I'm well. Good to be with you, Carl.
Fantastic. And so we've got a couple topics that are high on the list that we want to talk about today. And the first one, which we've talked about before, but I think that this is going to be more of a discussion about what to look for and what it means to be a training partner. You've got some thoughts on training partners lately, huh?
Well, I have a group that I train with, and then because I coach different lifters, and they lift in their own groups, there are things that are really good and really positive, and then there's things that we can do as a training partner to combat the negative aspect of having training partners, and those are the things that I wanted to discuss today.
Okay, so what are the important factors?
Well, the big thing is in training, your training partners can be your biggest asset. And that is because there's accountability. You know, the thing is we have a set time that we train. We train a specific lift or specific exercises on a given day. Everybody shows up. You're there to not only hand off or spot or whatever the case may be, but to give feedback, and you know that way you know am I squatting deep enough, you know, did I look like I was locked out, or you know, did my butt come off of the bench, you know, what are my training partners seeing? They know me better than anyone else does, so I have to have their feedback, and so that's crucial, you know, and people showing up on time and being ready to work and everybody working towards a common goal, these things are crucial, you know, in being a good training partner and your training group not only being successful, but come competition day, whatever that endeavor may be, by being successful. On the flip side to that is when you don't show up or you don't, you know, let people know that you're not going to be able to come, things happen. People have lives. We make plans and you know, life happens. But it's imperative, you know, that you let people know that you're not going to show up and that you understand that there's a responsibility being a training partner, because I've seen this over and over, not just in my gym, but in other gyms, and listening to clients' frustration with their training partners. The person that is being tardy or doesn't show up, they've been spotted and they've been coached and they have been cheered on and their knees wrapped and those things. and their meet comes and goes and is a success, and then it's time for them to
give back.
You know, ante up and give back, and they're nowhere to be found. And what I find humorous that happens a lot when these people are questioned, you know, they're like incredulous as to why this is a big deal. So the thing that I want to impress upon anyone that's listening, you know, if you're a good training partner, party on, you know, but if these are things where you don't show up or you show up late, because when you, it's one thing to show up 5 or 10 minutes late, the weather, traffic, things happen. But when you're 30 minutes late and then all of a sudden you want to strip the bar because you're that far behind, you know, these are the things you have to be considerate. And again, not only can you be the, you know, the biggest commodity and the biggest asset to your training group, you can also be the biggest detriment. So it's one of those things that I think is really important, you know, that people, you know, if you're going to go to the commitment of, you know, so many of us have to train at a commercial facility and you have a membership and you have money invested, you know, if you're just a typical strength trainee, regardless of the type of athlete, you know, you've got knee wraps, you've got special shoes, you've got a belt, you know, you've got all these things. You know, you've made this investment, you know, and you've made a commitment to a group of people. So it is imperative, you know, that you maintain, you know, it sounds like I'm bitching, but I'm not. It's one of those things where, you have to follow through with what you've committed yourself to do because people depend on you. And sometimes it can mean, you know, the safety of another lifter. So,
well, do you
really
think it's fair
to
throw,
that.
Can you throw somebody out of the group? Can you say, look, you know,
well,
what?
I think it does happen. And you don't, well, I know it does happen. I mean, I've had to do it at my gym where I've had to pull a lifter aside and go, you know, look, this clearly is not something that you're committed to. And, you know, it's at the point to where the people that are here, you're pissing them off. I have talked to you a couple of times about this. What it really boils down to is you need to find another place to train. You can finish out your month and then you need to go on. You know, and it does happen. I mean, you see it in some of the biggest gyms. You know, you'll see it on an internet forum where somebody has gotten kicked out of a gym, and 9 times out of 10, it's due to that kind of thing, that you don't show up or you're late, and it's very, very inconsiderate. It's not one of those things where, you know, excuse me, you're training to just be fit, you know, and you guys want to, you know, you want to do curls in front of each other where you get big arms. A lot of times, you know, safety becomes a factor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're training for a powerlifting meet, for example, you know, if you got a guy squatting 600 pounds, he needs to, you know, have that confidence that should something go wrong,
he's got
his guys are there to spot him.
Right. What about you know, getting people to sign a declaration or a commitment paper when they join that has maybe 5 or 6 bulleted items? You promise to do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, and make them sign it. I know that sounds like, well, what's the difference if they agree to it verbally? Because it does make a difference. When somebody puts their signature on something, it does have an additional sense of gravity that just saying to somebody, yeah, I'll be here, don't worry about it. What about that?
Well, I think that's a good thing. It's not something I've ever done. You know, I own the gym and I'm the coach. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, if a person becomes problematic, you know, then I pull them aside, I'll message them privately and go, you know, this has become a problem. We need to get, you know, this fixed. You need to communicate better with me. And if you don't want to train here, I understand. But if you're going to train here and you're going to train with the group, this is the schedule and it must be adhered to. And if you're not going to do that, I understand. But you have to understand that you're going to train somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, I've often thought about these. When someone joins a gym, they should get a document aside from their gym membership that has kind of like the gym rules, and that could be everything from appropriate etiquette, like turn your, and that this is a commercial gym issue more than yours, but you know, turn your cell phone ringer off when you're training. Nobody wants to be distracted. You know, clean up after yourself. Learn how to play nice, you know, work in with each other. If you're using a piece of equipment, don't bristle at somebody if they says, hey, can I work in with you? Because maybe they're on a tight schedule and they have no choice. But also, if you're a training partner, you promise to be a good training partner. You promise to be here when your teammates need you. And that at the first instance where you breach this agreement, you will be asked to leave the group. I think that if people saw that, read it, and signed it, you may have some people go, you know, this is a little too serious for me right from the get-go and not even join. And I don't think that's a bad thing, quite frankly. I think that's
No. Accountability is the biggest thing as a training partner.
Yeah.
Must be accountable.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about rehabbing shoulders. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. This is the Get Strong Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
I walked alone between some old adobe.
If you need motivation, if you need inspiration, you're not going to want to miss the second hour of today's show. I promise you, you'll be inspired by this amazing athlete, Jilly Revelle, when you hear her story. And her story has been very quietly held. She's not out there screaming it from the rooftops. And I'm asking why. Why hasn't she? And she's going to do it today. Welcome back to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. So what happened to your shoulders, Coach?
Back in March, I think we talked about this earlier in the year. I competed in a powerlifting competition when I was chasing an elite total at another weight class. I injured it, of all things, squatting. And how that happened is it was a new design of monolift where I typically put my hands is where the upright of the monolift was. So I just had to move them out, and I thought, I'll just make a simple adjustment. It's really no big deal. I'm not here to squat a personal record or the most I can. I just want a certain number to hit elite. So I just really didn't think it was that important, and that turned out to be a mistake. It was on my second attempt, and I just felt something give a little bit, you know, just like a burning sensation. I thought, well, I've torqued the shoulder a little bit, and those things happen. I went on through the meet. I benched. I deadlifted. And, you know, the following week went, you know, back to training. And I noticed that after a couple of weeks that the shoulder was tender, and but didn't give it a second thought. And I just continued trying to train because the goal was in May of this year that I would do an Olympic lifting meet and a strongman competition trying to qualify for some master national competitions. And then by late April, benching became very painful. And so I had to pull the plug on the competitions, and I couldn't flat bench because it just simply, it was one of those things where it wasn't just the pain. I mean, I could have dealt with the pain. It was almost like bicep tendonitis. I'd get to a point where I was close to touching and just didn't feel like I could support the weight, but it wasn't my biceps. It was the left shoulder. And so I had to find, you know, different ways to train and rehab the shoulder.
So what did you discover? Have you been able to rehab it, or is it still giving you problems?
Well, here I'm on the mend. It's been a very long process. It's one of those things where I just had to stop Olympic lifting altogether. Just I was hitting like 90 kilo snatches, which is not a giant amount of weight, but for the old guy league, it's respectable, and. You know, training up to getting ready for this competition, when I got back from the meet, you know, 70 and 80 kilos just fell off. I was completely, you know, out of rhythm. So it's one of those things where just with the shoulder pain and just not being able to make the movements happen, I stopped the Olympic lifting and the strongman training altogether because of all the pressing. And for about 3 or 4 weeks, I would try benching light, you know, just a light weight. And again, the not only was the pain pretty high, I couldn't bench. So I was becoming concerned that, you know, I was finally for the first time in my career going to have to break down and go actually get looked at. And so one of the things I learned from Andy Bolton, who's a famous powerlifter, super, you know, strong guy, has held different world records. You know, one of the things that he said was always find a way to train, you know, around the injury with your bench press by finding a different pressing movement. Keep searching for a different angle, anything, so that you can press if at all possible. So I started the process by doing a close grip incline. Even though that's, you know, an incline bench puts pressure on the shoulder, what we found was some of the guys that couldn't decline press, which is a big part of the bench training method that I use, some it hurt their shoulders, even though it's supposed to take the shoulder out of the movement. And one guy, it really inflamed his bicep tendon, so we had to find a movement that they were comfortable with and would allow them to bench twice a week. And we happened on the close grip incline press, and they had no detrimental effect with their shoulders.
But this is something you've known, because I remember you used to do flat bench and then incline later in the week, and you even said it's because it takes the shoulders out of it, right?
Well, that was the decline press,
oh,
yes.
Bingo.
Yeah, the incline is going to definitely put some pressure on the shoulder, But again, with it, instead of it being a Y grip or a bodybuilding type of movement, we pulled the grip in. And I was able to do that for about 4 weeks, and then it started hurting my shoulder. So in the old days, when my mentor taught me the decline system, one of the things that he told me that he had done with some lifters that had injuries or just simply would train the bench press too heavy too often, he would do a ratio of 3-1, being 3 decline sessions to 1 flat session. And I'm like, I really, you know, every time I would bench, it would just hurt the shoulder, even at 225. So instead of aggravating the shoulder and just training through the pain, I was like, you know, I don't have anything immediately that I'm training for. You know, why don't we be smart here? And I started declining every bench session. Mm. And slowly but surely, and I would do higher reps. I wouldn't try to do my typical 6-6-8 rep scheme that I do when I'm training for a meet. I would do 3 sets of 8 or even a set of 12. And slowly but surely, you know, it started coming around. Now, here is something that you'll find interesting and why I wanted to talk about this today. Melissa goes to an Olympic coach here in town, downtown Nashville. Really good guy, and I can't pronounce his last name, but we always call his first name is Osman, and we always call him Oz. And he lifted at the 92 Olympics, great Olympic lifter, and a super strong guy. And so he wanted to make some suggestions for me. As my shoulder got better, about 4, maybe 5 weeks ago, I started lightly doing the Olympic lifts, and I responded because the shoulder was getting better, but I'm trying to go very, very slow. So I went to the gym and, at his gym, and he watched me do some snatches, and he could see the shoulder. He could see, you know, where I was favoring the shoulder, and he made a suggestion, and, he said, to practice what they call a snatch recovery, and I'll post a video on your Facebook page later. And what this did, and I looked it up on YouTube to make sure I knew what I was doing, because my entire career, even with Olympic lifting when I was competing, is one day I would snatch, and then, which was the first off day I had from powerlifting training, and then the second off day I would do clean and jerk, and that has worked well for me. And, you know, and he told me, you know, he said, I never have to worry about you doing certain movements because you're very, very strong. We need to work on your form and then do some things that are going to help your shoulder. So the snatch recovery is basically, I started from the top pin of the power rack and put the bar in a safety. You know, that way all I was going to do was stand up with the snatch weight, like doing a partial deadlift. And then I was going to do a static hold with it. And that angle helped me strengthen the shoulder, and each week that I did that, even with moderate weight, I was able to increase my pressing training. Specific after the break.
Yeah, I want to take a break. That's what I was going to ask you to do, because I want to understand this, because it might be something that can help my shoulders too. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll also have Coach Johnson plug his new winter Ogre Wear line is available. Look strong, stay warm. That's the mantra. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I would like people to go to superhumanradio.com. I have a very, very simple article and poll, and I want people to step up and let their voices be heard. Ebola is scary to everybody. So I'm postulating that it's with the technology we have in place, it would be easy to track passengers who start from Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, where the Ebola epidemic is centered. Right now, we're letting about 150 people a day fly from those three countries into the United States. Meanwhile, countries around there, even some other West African countries, are not allowing flights to land if they're originating from there. What's wrong with that picture? Why isn't the American government going, look, until we figure this out, we don't want anybody arriving from that region in this country so that we can protect the citizens who gave us our jobs. And I'd like people to go to superhumanradio.com and vote. Do you think it's a fair thing to do to block passengers originating from Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia from coming to the United States? Or maybe you don't. Or maybe you don't know. But please weigh in at superhumanradio.com. Sorry about that, Wade.
Not at all.
I mean, this is idiocy to me. I mean, it's like, would you let somebody in your house that you know has a disease and give it to your whole family? Of course not. You say, look, when you get better, you can come in, right?
Well, I think that makes sense. I think too much is driven, unfortunately, by money. And there's some political posturing that, unfortunately, is going to create some issues. And not to mention the hysteria, you know, that this can create by, you know, or a disease
Vaccine sales. That's the real thing.
Well, there's that too, and that, you know, we can both do a show, you know, about beating our heads against the wall about, you know, big pharma and all that stuff, and that's not a rant you want to get me started on, but that it's an unfortunate situation where I just feel like our leadership is letting us down.
And this is not a Republican or Democrat thing. This is government in general.
Not. This is just
this is government.
This is where we need to be taking care of people. And we need to shut everything off. You know, we need to, everyone that can be involved in helping alleviate this problem. I mean, people are dying, you know, and this isn't where someone politically is doing something wrong with, you know, with war and things like that. People are dying. And so we need to do some things that are going to not only, we need to protect ourselves, But then we need to figure out a way that we can help these people that simply cannot help themselves.
And so it's
an atrocity. It is a big surface area of atrocity across the board. And I'm disappointed in our leadership, and I'm disappointed in the fact that we're motivated by the wrong things.
Yeah.
That's about as simple a statement as I can make about it.
Try to describe this this snatch recovery process, because I want to try it.
Now, you're standing in a rack, and again, what I'll do is I will post something that I can find on YouTube that's close to what I did, and then I will try to make a video, or I'll tag you in a video of what I did, and so that way you can visually, you know, see what I did. But basically, the big thing with snatch is when you catch that weight overhead, is being able to stabilize it, you know, when you're in the hole, you know, squatted down, and then stand up with it, you know, and stay locked out. And so one of the things that I wanted to practice is just the top end. I'm standing, and I have to hold it and wait for me to be able to get that down command. And so what we did, as opposed to just standing up with it, hold it down, Osman had me stand up and now hold it for 5 seconds. You know, we've talked about this before, that one of the things that we never talk about in strength is that static holding strength. Nobody talks about it. Nobody trains it. You know, and this goes back to, you know, what we did for my bench press and deadlift by doing all these static holds with different types of specialty shrugs and things of that nature. That's the same principle. So as I got stronger and was holding the weight, the stability factor that I was fighting with the injured shoulder continued to get better. It was probably 2 weeks ago. From the top pin, basically all I'm doing is just I get under the weight enough to where I have to bend my knees, and I stand up as ballistically as I can, and then I hold the weight, you know, for a couple of seconds, and then after Oz saw the video, he goes, now hold it for 5 seconds. I worked up to 315 for three. Now, I'm never going to snatch 315 pounds. That ship has sailed. That day is behind me. But to be able to stand up ballistically with the weight and hold it and support it with a shoulder that was injured to where I couldn't bench 315 without excruciating pain is significant. Now, this is one of those things where I've said in the past, strength is where you find it. This had nothing to do with anything specialized from the powerlifting world, which is, you know, that's my bread and butter. That's where I come from, and that's what I am. This came from an Olympic lifting movement, and I promise you, this is one of the things that helped rehab my shoulder.
Yeah, it's something, really, really something. What about some? You want to talk about coaching tips, right?
One of the things that I'm finding is, There's a couple of things. I want to speak to the people that are clients, and then speak to the coaches that have clients. With clients, I had a particular client that would say things like, "This causes me discomfort." Okay, well let's examine that. Did it hurt? Is there sharp pain, or was this hard, or did it burn a little bit? Or, you know,
discomfort is subjective. You know what I mean? It's like
right.
What's painful to you may not be painful to me.
You know, if it's hard, you know, that's one thing. If it hurts a little bit, I'm going to tell you, we've had these discussions. I'm going to tell you to suck it up, and I'm probably not going to always be polite about how I deliver that, because I gotta have you push through certain barriers. And so I'll give you an example, and this happened to me directly, you know, and I hated that it ended up this way. I get a text from one of my clients, man, I'm just not feeling declines today. Everything feels heavy. So I texted back, no problem. These things happen, and why don't you just lighten the weight, finish up, get your assistance in, we'll live to fight another day. And I got the okay, cool text, and then later that day he gets on a forum and goes into this 1,000-word rant about why he doesn't understand why his coach would make him do something that causes him discomfort. And so what I'm saying, I mean, you know, you can badmouth me, that's fine. That right. happens all the time. But my point is, if you have a coach, all the detail that you can communicate to him is imperative. And if you pay a coach to give you a plan, why wouldn't you follow it? Why go to all the trouble and the expense of hiring a coach if you're going to argue with him?
Well,
you've obviously never
heard of the term an asshole.
Yeah.
A-S-K-H-O-L-E. That's somebody who asks you for your opinion, and when you give it to them, they do whatever they were going to do in the first place and ignore your opinion.
Right. Well, in this case, it's not asking my opinion. You're paying me for my expertise.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so the thing is understand when you have a coach, he is outlining you a plan. And it's not just for today, it's for the next several weeks. So follow it, because what we have to determine, because if, especially when it's online, if I can have my hands on you and see you every day, that's a whole different ballgame. That's completely different.
Right.
But online, where I have to rely on whatever camera angle and whatever camera that you happen to use that day, and I have to rely on that in the feedback that you give me, that's a challenge. And if you don't follow things to a T, then you disrupt everything from we have to find what your thresholds are. You know, you can tell me that you bench press 300, but until I see that 300-pound bench press, you know, I'm going to proceed conservatively.
I was watching a guy bench the other day, and he had 315 on the bar. And this is the truth. It was like he was board pressing without boards. He literally broke his elbows and pushed it right back up. His back was arched. His ass was up in the air. I mean, he wasn't. And I guess to him that was a 315 bench. So I know what you mean when you say that. I got to see you do it, right?
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, because I need all the feedback that I can get, as much video footage as I can get, you know, telling me things like discomfort or I'm not feeling it, you know, because what I tell people all the time, I understand that not every day, I've experienced this many, many times, you're not going to be 100%. So let's say you're 75%. Well, that's acceptable. You know, you just have those days. Well, give me 100% of that 75%. Let's do the most we can with that day. Let's take what that session gives us. And I've said this over and over, and many people that listen to the show quote this all the time. The only bad session is the one you miss.
Right.
So let's make the most of it. But I heard this is a great analogy, and I wish I could credit who said it first. But I love this article. It said, hiring a coach and him giving you a plan is like him giving you a map. And we don't live that far from each other. It'd be like me giving this client a map from my house in Mount Juliet on how to get to your place in Louisville.
Right.
And then he decides to take I-40 to Knoxville instead, because
yeah,
that's what
lost.
He wants to do.
Right.
And then he's going to bitch because he doesn't understand why he's not in Louisville now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, it's one of those things. Follow the plan. As if you're the client and you've gone to the expense and the trouble of hiring a coach, follow the plan to a T. That way that coach has an idea of where to make changes, where to make adjustments, and finds where your thresholds are or where your problem or weak spots are and what is also strong.
Right.
And then that way we can look at mechanics and start fixing those things and get you on track where you're making progress again.
Okay, I want to take a break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about the new Ogaware winter line. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We'll tell you how to reach him when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special two-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the two-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, what kind of items will people find in the Ogrewear winter clothing line, and where can they get it?
You can reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com and on Facebook. And what we've done is we've got some long sleeve T-shirts. I've got a few of those, and I'll get some pictures of those this week, possibly over the weekend. And then we've got, see, in the South, it's called everything, basically like a toboggan or a ski cap or a knit cap, mm-hmm. and these are cuffed. Last year we did just a basic toboggan. This year, because a lot of people have heads like I do that are really big, so need the bigger toboggan with the cuff. And we're going to be doing some jackets as well, just a hoodie type sweat jacket. And we did a few things for Melissa and some of the girls were some yoga pants and those types of tops and stuff like that as well with the female ogre on it. So we're trying to expand the line. Got a lot of different colors. You know, the neon green, day glow green is real popular, but we got some of the girl colors where it's pink and yellow and, you know, then the typical black and dark blue things.
So there's a female ogre now?
There is a female ogre now.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I need to make sure that I get something out to you guys for Elisa. So because we've got some stuff with the female ogre.
That's
on it
pretty
now.
Cool. And did the same artist do the female ogre that did the
No, this was the guy that originally did the original ogre has vanished. I cannot find him anywhere. And so I went through a huge process of trying to find someone. And I found this gentleman through the people that do my printing, And we worked on a lot of different things because I wanted something to be not like just a female version of the original ogre. I wanted something that was going to be a little more feminine and something that would that could be identified with the female. So it was as arduous a process as the original ogre. I saw a lot of drawings, and it's one of those things where it's either hit or miss with me. Either, basically I hated everything until we came upon the one that we decided to use.
Yeah.
So, and that's really hard to do. It's really hard to go, I want a female version of this, but I don't want it to look like this.
Yeah, right.
So, and that's about what I could give him, So he goes, that's fine. I'll just, I'll start doing, sketches and see what we come up with. So, worked very hard and came up with some really good original ideas that just didn't work for what I wanted to do. But and that's for the people out there that want to do those things. That is not a cheap process. So be forewarned.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say something real quick about the coaching thing because I gave the client thing. You coaches out there, this is a challenge. Especially someone like myself that has a training system, still what our priority is the client or is the pupil or, the person that you're training. And one of the things that I always try to do, there's two tips. One is risk versus reward. There's a lot of movements out there that are great, but understand not everybody that you're training is an Olympic athlete. Actually, very few of those people exist. And so we have to temper, this is a great movement for the hamstrings. Well, it's also really risky, So let's pay attention to risk versus reward. And then the other thing is shape the training to the lifter and not the lifter to your training method. I have to make changes as well. And in the scenario that I gave you, had I had the communication that, look, this just isn't working for me, I don't like it, or whatever the case may be, I've tried it, is there an alternative? And then that way, I would have been able to do something. So there's always an alternative. There's always a different way to skin a cat. So as a coach, I challenge you coaches out there, if you see a lifter is struggling with a movement, look into why. Is it creating a problem? Is it becoming a detriment? And the challenge for you is then to come up with a solution. That's what I tell my lifters always. Never tell me what you won't do, what you will not do. Show me that you can't. Then it's incumbent upon the coach. The ball is now in my court to come up with a solution and put you back on the pathway to be successful. So risk versus reward, shape the training to the individual lifter.
Has your shoulder injury affected your squatting at all? Holding the bar?
Yes. And that was something when I made my notes, I should have notated that. One of the things that I've been known for to be my size and to be my age is being what everyone would consider flexible. And I would say that I'm more supple than I am flexible because I can't do the splits. But I cold at almost 50 years old, I can jump down in a full squat. And not everybody can do that. Now, I can't just jump. I won't jump out of the back of a pickup truck anymore. It just hurts too bad. But I can drop down in a squat. So I have I've always had real flexible shoulders. And in the squat, for me, when I squatted, broke 1,000, I've always squatted with more of a high bar Olympic type squat grip. I've always pulled my hands in really, really tight. And I simply couldn't do that for several weeks. I couldn't squat with a straight bar. I had to use a safety squat bar. And just because I couldn't, even with my hands all the way up to the collar on a squat bar, which is a wider collar than a typical 45-pound bar, it just hurt too bad. But the problem is it changed the leverage of the lift for me. So that's why I never went out very wide, even though I think it would have created less fatigue on my shoulders and a meet for bench pressing. It just was a leverage thing for me. So one of the things I've had to change is how I actually grip the bar and then how wide my grip is. Now it's not all the way out to the collars, but I have slowly worked. I practiced on my assistant squats having my fingers out to the, touching against the collars. And then I found probably about halfway in is where I squat now. Now it did change the leverage of the squat and I'm still adjusting to that. And the tighter that I pull in, the injured shoulder becomes, it creates an unequal place to sit the bar on my back for whatever reason.
Right.
If it's out about halfway, I'm golden. I'm starting to adjust to that leverage change. But the change is there. I will never be able to pull it in that tight again. So, this is an adjustment that I've had to make now due to injury and simply.
What about going for ART or some sort of advanced chiropractic technique?
I have considered that, and Wes has actually worked on me a couple of times, and he thinks it's not necessarily in the shoulder, that it's a scapular thing,
yeah.
And it may even, you know, go down into the lats. And I'll be honest, here's the biggest thing, it's simply my schedule.
Yeah,
my schedule is so crazy that it's like, well, if I do this, then that means something else is going to suffer, and, you know, my client base is—it's not as big as it was before our big downturn of the economy. But I'm working with a lot of kids now and very specific athletes, which I enjoy a great deal. And it's like, if I were still in pursuit of that 1,000-pound squat and it was 5 years ago, then treatment would be a priority. This is something that I can live with, and I'm still able to train. You know, so you know, I try to pay attention, and then have learned, you know, to train around it, and it's starting to come around.
Yeah. Tell people how they can reach you one more time before we pull the plug on this interview.
I have a personal Facebook page. You can go to weightliftingdiscussion.com, and there is a training forum there, and you can always reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
Excellent. And can people start ordering Ogaware now? What's in stock right now?
I have some long sleeve t-shirts, got some regular t-shirts, we have got baseball caps, I've even got some flat billed baseball caps, and then the cuff toboggans of all sorts of different colors and stuff like that. We're doing some testing on Ogaware bikinis, things of that nature, so we have a full line for the ladies as well.
That's
and
cool.
as there's interest, we're going to look at, you know, what to do legging wise, and yoga pants are a big deal for the ladies out there, and shorts, and Melissa's really helping me a lot with that. So which, by the way, let me plug her right quick. At
sure.
The end of the month, she lifts at Masters Olympic Masters Nationals in Savannah, Georgia, and we're really excited about that. She's been burning the candle at both ends. We got it like yesterday morning and this morning. We got up at 3:40 because remember, she's a nurse and works these 12-hour shifts. She's been getting up at that hour on her work days, and like this morning squatted and yesterday benched, and tomorrow she will be Olympic lifting here in downtown Nashville. We have about 2 more weeks, and she competes in her first national event as an Olympic lifter.
That's exciting. Really, really exciting.
It's very exciting. I can't even tell you how proud. I mean, because she's had to, you know, you're chasing elite in powerlifting and your national caliber, you know, and she wants to qualify for Worlds and should. I mean, her total should be good enough to qualify for Worlds. And so, you know, there's just a lot of exciting things going on there. And it's a, you know, for you guys and girls out there that are dating or you're coaching, you know, it's a big, big challenge, not only to do one sport together, but to do two sports together. It's very, very challenging. So I just wanted to say on air that, you know, not only am I proud of her, you know, as the guy in her life, but as her coach, I mean, this kind of work, I mean, is a huge sacrifice and a lot of work.
Coach, thanks for being on the show today.
Always good to be with you, Carl.
And we'll talk to you soon. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to inspire you to try harder, to overcome obstacles with one girl's story, the Jillie Revel story, how muscle saves lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Endocrinin-disrupting chemicals alter thyroid hormone activity during pregnancy. A new study in human placenta provides the strongest evidence to date that endocrinin-disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, can interfere with thyroid hormone action in pregnant women. The implication is that flame-retardant chemicals, called polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, can infiltrate the placenta during pregnancy and affect thyroid hormone activity at the cellular level. According to a new study published in the Endocrinine Society's Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, PCBs were used in transformers and other electrical equipment, paints, adhesives, and tape. Although endocrine-disrupting chemicals were banned in the United States in 1979, PCBs still are released into the environment from disposable sites or products manufactured prior to the ban. Most people have been exposed to low levels of PCBs. As endocrine-disrupting chemicals, PCBs interfere with the way the thyroid hormone functions, but they don't actually change the amount of hormones found in the body, said one of the study's authors, R. Thomas Zoller. Cold exposure prompts body to convert white fat to calorie-burning beige fat. Exposure to cold temperatures can convert white fat tissues from the thighs and belly to beige fat that burns calories for heat, but the biological response is hampered in obese people, according to a new study published in the Endocrinine Society's Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Researchers analyzed belly fat tissue samples from 55 people to see if the tissue samples taken in the winter showed more evidence of browning activity than those taken in summer. Scientists also took thigh fat tissue samples from 16 people after they held an ice pack on their skin for 30 minutes. In the thigh tissue samples, researchers found elevated levels of three genetic markers tied to beige or brown fat in samples taken during the winter. We got more Superhuman News Update coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Researchers identify a new class of good fats. The surprising discovery of a previously unidentified class of lipid molecules that enhance insulin sensitivity and blood sugar control offers a promising new avenue for the prevention and treatment of type 2 diabetes. The new findings, made by a team of scientists from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and the Salk Institute, are described in the journal Cell. "We are blown away to discover this completely new class of molecules," says senior author Barbara Kahn. Named fatty acid hydroxyl fatty acids, or FAHFAs, these new molecules are in the fat cells as well as other cells throughout the body. They now join a small group of fatty acids known to benefit health, which also include omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil. Unlike omega-3 fatty acids, which are not made in mammals, FAH-FAs are actually produced and broken down inside the human body. This important feature gives FAH-FAs an advantage in terms of therapeutic development because we can potentially modify the rate of production and breakdown throughout the body, notes Kahn. Because we can measure FAH-FA levels in blood, low levels may turn out to be an early marker for the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Consequently, if restoring FAH-FA levels in insulin-resistant individuals proves to be therapeutic, we may potentially be able to intervene before the development of frank diabetes. The authors went on to conduct a series of experiments. They discovered that feeding mice extra FAH-FAs resulted in a rapid and dramatic drop in blood sugar and a rise in insulin. They also looked at FAH-FA levels in human fat and plasma, studying samples from individuals who were known to be insulin-resistant and at a high risk of developing diabetes. In this case, FAH-FA levels were found to be 50 to 75% lower than levels in people with normal insulin sensitivity. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me, and it will more than likely work for you, too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, I love to do Muscle Saves Lives episodes because I like to show the average American, the people out there who don't understand the power of physical culture, its life-changing ability, but more importantly, its life-saving ability, the truths behind this sort of stuff. And I never thought I would be interviewing this lovely lady who I've known since about 2008, Jillie Revelle. How you doing, Jillie?
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah, it's really exciting to have you on. So let's start at the beginning. Around 2008, many of us culminated on the RX Muscle website when Dave Palumbo left Muscular Development, and we had a wonderful community there of many friends from all around the United States. And you were an emerging competitor at that time. You were just starting to get into it, as I recall. You were training with PJ Braun. And cutting your teeth. That was the beginning, right?
Yep, I started in 2007. So right around 2008 was exactly right. Like, I had only done a few shows up until that point. And that's when I was really getting involved. I was doing women's figure at the time.
That's right.
Yep.
And so then let's fast forward just a tiny bit. Your career, people probably think that you just catapulted into the IFBB world, but the reality is that you competed continuously, consistently, you trained continuously, you've put so much effort into your career as an athlete. That's one of the things that most people don't get. They think Jillie's a pro, you know, who knew who she was? I mean, you were doing every competition you could back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing, you know, 5 to 7 shows a year in women's figure. In 2009 is when they kind of flipped the switch on us, and they wanted the women's figure competitors to be a little bit softer, and I had the tendency to come in very hard, very, very lean, which you wouldn't think is a bad thing, but when they changed the look on you,
right?
You know, I was now, you know, locally and regionally, I was still doing really well, winning overalls, but on the national stage, I never placed, and it was very frustrating. And I tried to bring, you know, a different package every show, but every show was the same critique. You're still too hard. You're still too muscular. You should move to women's bodybuilding. Now, at the time, you know, I was like 112 to 117 pounds on stage, and I just didn't see moving to women's bodybuilding is something that I wanted for myself.
Right.
I didn't think I would be competitive in it, so I didn't want to take my body to that level. So in 2011, when they came out with women's physique
right.
I was like, this is my chance.
Right. And so let's talk about you, first of all, from an athlete standpoint. Mm-hmm. You have a very aesthetically pleasing figure. You're well put together. You have amazingly long muscle bellies for a woman or for anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, your bicep muscles from end to end are just amazing. I've never seen a male or female athlete with the kind of muscle bellies that you carry. You know that?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, that I'm, you know, the muscle bellies are so long. But it also makes me look so much taller.
Yes.
Everyone expects me to be, you know, 5'10". I'm only 5'5".
Right. Because the illusion is your muscles are so long and so pronounced mm-hmm. that they just assume that you're much taller. You're right. I didn't give that any thought, but that's accurate. And so...
Yeah.
And so, and like you said, you have some genetic gifts that you've capitalized on. One is that you are able to get very, very lean, for a female athlete, and you're able mm-hmm. to carry it for long periods of time. I mean, you stay pretty lean all year around, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. And like the past 2 years, I've competed almost the whole year. Like last year, I was competing from April all the way till September. So
yeah.
I did show after show, even as a pro. I love competing, and you know, I take the time off when I needed it, but I love being on stage. And
yeah, why
nothing
not?
Nothing will stop me from getting there. Yeah,
and you've got it. You're one of those athletes that really has a lot of the attributes it takes to be in this game, and why not exploit it as long as you can for as long as you can. So when did you actually get your pro card, Jilly?
I got my pro card at the second show for Women's Physique, which was Junior Nationals in 2011. So technically I was, you know, the fourth, I guess you could say, fourth girl to turn pro, because there was two at the first and two at the second.
Okay.
So I was one of the very first women to turn pro in this division, which was awesome because, you know, it really gave way for us to set the standards for the look, you know, the posing, the routines. You know, it was, you know, people were afraid to do those first few shows because they didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
so
and
I
don't even think the judges knew what they
lose.
Were looking for, right? The judges didn't even know what they were looking for yet.
Exactly. But it's been nice because a lot of us that turned pro that first year are still rising to the top now. So it's nice to see. There's a big group of us. Like the girl I turned pro with, Jennifer Robinson, we're best friends. Like we talk to each other almost every day. So it's
right.
pretty cool.
And so there's longevity in it for you too now. You can stick around. It's not like you made it and now you have to move on. So for those out there who don't understand, you know, obviously bikini is the girl next door, more of a beach body. Then you have figure, which is a little bit harder, and then you have physique, which is even more harder than figure, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not as bulky as women's.
Yeah, you don't look masculine. You look like very athletic women as opposed to masculine women, which was part of the both the appeal for those who liked female bodybuilders and also the lack of appeal for those who didn't. It took women to a realm where only a very, very small segment of women were comfortable being at, and only a very small segment of fans appreciated the realities.
Yeah.
So the female physique category really was needed in order to kind of bring women back to a more feminine-looking, more muscular, athletic look.
Yeah, it's kind of like a throwback to the 80s and 90s women's bodybuilding.
Yes. When women still they still looked very feminine, but they were just hypermuscular, that's all.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been competing as a pro since when?
2011.
Okay, so 2011, which means that you go to all of the biggest competitions, the Olympia, the Arnold, that sort of thing, right?
Last year was the first year they invited us to the Olympia, and I did qualify, and I qualified this year as well.
Okay.
This coming up March will be the first Arnold Classic that we are invited to, and I will be turning in my letter application to, hopefully I'll be selected. So.
Oh, you've got to be. I mean, like you said before, you're one of the early adopters to this group here. I think, you know what's really funny? I was just thinking about this when you were talking about it, but you know, people are going to look back at you the way they look back at Rachel McLish and athletes
Rachel.
Like that
yeah.
in the early days, right?
I know, and it's so funny because when I first started, my first year when I did junior USAs and junior nationals, I had a few people say that my physique at the time, I looked very similar to Rachel. And
right.
I was like, that's the hugest compliment everyone could give me, anyone could ever give me.
Well, the other thing is that you really deserve it. And I have to say this before we go into the break, but you're unpretentious. You're very approachable. You're just a down-to-earth regular girl. You've always been just a kind of sweet girl. And it's really good to see people doing well when they're not cutthroat, backstabbing, you know, malicious and calculating and stuff like that. It just for whatever realm of business world or athletic performance you're in, it's nice to see good people do well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you. And I agree. I think that, you know, that's what makes this division actually very unique, because a lot of the women really get along very, very well. We check up on each other. We text each other. I have everyone's phone number from the Olympia from last year and this year. I could call any of those girls at any time and chat, or if I needed help, they would be there for me.
Okay, now, here comes the best part of the story. So, remember, during the first hour, I kept saying, if you want to hear an inspirational story, stay tuned for the second hour. We're going to talk more with Julie Revelle when we come back. I promise you, this story is going to get really, really good when we come out of the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is a Muscle Saves Lives episode. We'll be right back.
A 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to this episode of Muscle Saves Lives, the Jilly Revelle story. And we're joined by professional athlete Jilly Revelle. How you doing, Jilly? Welcome back.
Good.
All right. So here's a couple questions. So as a professional athlete, you spend a lot of time training. This is your profession. So how many days a week do you train, and how many hours a day do you train? It's important that we assess how hard you work at this. Okay.
Well, in season, if I'm training for a show, I train 6 days a week. Cardio is usually around 5 to 7 days a week, depending upon how close I am to a show. Cardio can range from 45 minutes to 2 hours a day. Plus, training also would depend on, you know, the body part, but legs, it usually takes me an hour and a half to train legs. I can bang out a shoulder workout in like 25 minutes.
Right, right.
So it varies, but it could be up to 3 hours, you know, in the gym. In the off season, I'm only training 5 days a week, and I'm only doing cardio 5 days a week. It's just 45 minutes in the morning. I like to do it in the off season just to wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have my coffee, I get my mind set, I get my mind straight, and then hit the day. So I like doing cardio in the off season.
So it's fair to say that as a female athlete, you train as hard as any other professional athlete out there. Not only are you training, but you're making sure you get adequate sleep. You're eating special meals numerous times a day. You're drinking lots of water. The whole day revolves around your sport, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I've got to prep my food, you know, sometimes days in advance. Or if I'm traveling for the whole day, I've got to make sure I have my food ready the night before so I can bring all my meals with me. You know, it's a constant, it's like people say, it is a lifestyle. You can't just do this by flying by the seat of your pants. It doesn't
right.
work that way.
Right. Okay, so, and all these years you've been training, you've mm-hmm. never had anything, any awareness of, gee, you know, I don't feel well today, or you jump in the gym, you do your thing, that's it, right?
Yeah, and actually I was an athlete growing up. I swam year-round. I swam for a USS team since I was six. All the way through high school. I swam in college for my first semester because I decided that partying and having fun in college was more important. But after that, when I moved to California after I got out of college, like, I started weight training again, but I also played soccer and softball for my company that I worked for. So I've always been an athlete.
Right.
Like, my whole life, and I've never had issues.
Very good.
You know,
okay.
I broke my wrist when I was third grade, but that was it.
Okay. And so now let's kind of fast forward to last year. You were going mm-hmm. to do the Olympia, right?
Yes. The very first Women's Physique Olympia. I made it on the point system, and I was very excited to get there.
Okay. And so describe what happens before the Olympia. First of all, were you in Vegas? I think I asked you this, but I didn't let you answer because I wanted it. Were you in Vegas already when you kind of had a problem?
No, I was actually on the way to the airport on Tuesday before the Olympia.
Now, you live on the East Coast, though, right?
Yeah, I live in Connecticut, so okay. My mom was driving me to the airport in New York.
And you're excited. You've got to have such great expectations just to step up on that stage, just as groundbreaking. Yeah. You're one of the first female physique athletes to be there. This is just thrilling. You're driving to the airport. What happens?
Well, that morning, I had started to feel a little off. Not my normal self, and I chalked it up to being excited. But halfway to the airport, I started to feel like I was getting a migraine, which I had suffered from, you know, back when I was in my 20s when I was still drinking. And, you know, and I don't think it was just because I was hungover, but I would get migraines frequently
right.
in my early 20s. And so I was getting this, like, blinding migraine. And one of my eyes, my right eye, was blurry. And I was getting very, very agitated. My mom was like, God, you're really agitated. I'm like, well, I can't see out of my eye. I have this migraine. I'm like, I need to get to the airport and, like, take some pills or something.
Right.
Get some Excedrin.
Right.
So I get to the airport. I get checked in. I drank a Gatorade, I ate a piece of candy, just in case, you know, maybe my blood sugar was low or something.
Sure.
Yeah. So I called my coach, and he was like, make sure you're drinking your fluids. I'm like, I already drank a gallon of water that morning.
Already?
Before I fly, I always drink a gallon.
And he's like, make sure you have 3 more liters on the plane because it's a, you know, a 5-hour flight.
Right.
He's like, drink 3 to 4 liters on the plane so you're staying hydrated.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I got my bottle of smart water. I'm all ready to go. You know, I get to Vegas. I'm still having this headache, not feeling very well. You know, my friend picked me up from the airport, get checked in at the hotel, get up the next morning and go downstairs in the hotel. I could barely see anything. I got out into the hotel, and I could not find my way to do cardio.
Like you, so you were disoriented, confused, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very disoriented. And I was like, what the hell? So I went back upstairs. I called my husband at the time, who's now my ex-husband. It's a whole other story. And, yeah, I'm like, I don't know what it is. It's this crazy headache. He's like, just relax until I get there in a few hours. So I was like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going downstairs. I'm finishing my last set of cardio. So I went. I found my way.
Oh my
God!
Know, like, so you went and did you went and did cardio.
Yeah. Yep. I did 45 minutes of cardio.
How did it feel? Did it make the did some of the symptoms subside?
No. I just, you know, I felt fine physically, other than my head and this weird headache. So, you know, a day or two goes by and I'm still not feeling like the greatest, but I check in, I go to the Meet the Olympians. Our prejudging was on Friday morning at the expo. So that night I'm like, this is crazy. I'm taking half of a muscle relaxer. I'm like, this headache is insane. I could barely see. I was like, how am I going to do my routine? You know,
yeah.
Like, so I just sucked it up and I went and I did prejudging and, you know, I got second call outs. And then I was pulled out again with, like, the top 6 women. And, you know, that night was Friday night. Like, my husband at the time went out with one of our friends, and I stayed in. I slept all night long, got up the next morning, did the finals. I placed 6th and did my routine and everything. You know, backstage, they were like, okay, so you go out to the X in the middle of the stage. And I was like, I can't even see the X.
So,
like,
so it wasn't just one eye at this point in time. Now it's like your vision is just impaired entirely, right?
Yeah. My vision was totally impaired. Like, if I closed my right eye and I looked out my left, I could see fine. But every time I opened my right eye, it was like blurred double vision.
Yeah, because the isn't that funny? I'm going to forget the name of it. But there's a chiasm that attaches right eye and left eye. So both lobes of the brain share, and that's how you get binocular vision. So when you open the other eye, it contributes the blurriness to the eye that's working okay.
Yep. So
the optic chiasm. Thank you. The optic chiasm. I couldn't think
there
of it.
You go.
Yeah, there you go. I was having a little problem with my brain for a second. So go ahead.
So I went to that night, you know, I went to the men's finals.
I mean, I just, you know what? I didn't know, Jilly, when you tell people what was wrong with you, they're going to S-H-I, you could put the other letter on. I mean, this is a family show. Because I didn't even, I just thought, yeah, this happened to you and you went, you know, to the hospital. I didn't know that you did the competition and did all this while you were having these symptoms.
Because that was my only symptom. You know, there was nothing else wrong.
Right.
So the next morning, Sunday morning, I was like, you know what? I still have this crazy-ass headache. I need to go to the hospital.
Yes.
So we went to the hospital. They did tons of tests. They did an MRI. They did a scan. Then they did a scan of my chest. They did, you know, it was like 6 hours of tests. Finally, they come back, and they're like, well, we hate to tell you this, but you have had a stroke.
You
have? And I was like,
you're like, oh, come on.
What? Yeah, I'm like, I just got 6th in the world yesterday at the Olympia. I'm like, I didn't have a stroke. I'm so healthy. They're like, no, you had a stroke, and we can tell because there's, you know, we did a scan of your brain, and there's damage on the right side.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And they're like, you had no other symptoms, no numbness, no dripping. I'm like, no, I was fine. And they're like,
okay,
well,
hold it. Mm-hmm. We went a little long. We have to take a break. Here's what we have to do. So now we heard it, folks. She had a stroke on the way to the airport in Connecticut, did the competition. And after everything's done, she goes to the hospital. They tell her, but wait, it gets better. If you think that you can top this, Jilly does. Wait until you hear more about this story. It's shocking. But it's also evidence that had she not been as strong as she is and well-conditioned as she is, this would have changed the trajectory of her life forever. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Jilly Revell. And as she just dropped the bomb during the last segment, the reason she wasn't feeling well on her way to the Olympia during the competition and after the competition was she suffered a stroke. Okay. So now the doctors want to do more testing, right?
Yes, they wanted to do one more test. They wanted to do a scope, you know, the one that they go down through your esophagus, and they wanted to check my heart.
Right.
They said that the one of the scans that they did on, you know, the ultrasound wasn't giving them the right information. They needed to do a regular scope, and I was like, why? What do you need to do this for? And they were like, we believe that on top of the reason why you have the stroke is because you have a birth defect in your heart called a PFO, It's a little hole in between the two atriums. And apparently your entire life, deoxygenated blood has been flowing into your oxygenated blood, and that's why you had a stroke, because a blood clot got through and went up to your brain.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what?
Like, and here you are, and that's why at the beginning of the show we talked about you've been a lifelong athlete. Surely something like this would have shown a sign of some sort. You've got to be thinking they're crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, I was a swimmer. Like, talk about holding your breath for long periods of time and putting an extreme amount of stress on your body. Like, swimming, I mean, yes, it is one of the best exercises for you, but, you know, you've got to have, I was a very competitive swimmer. You know, I was no joke. I was practicing 4 to 6 hours a day before and after school, you know, so, you know, this was a huge shock. So they did the scan, you know, the scope, and it came back that, yes, it was, in fact, a PFO, and I'd had it since birth. And the scary thing that they told me was that 25% of the population has this hole, and they don't know until they have a stroke.
I'll be darned.
Because everyone's born with that little hole, because that's, you know,
right,
how
when you're a baby, and it,
yeah,
and it closes up, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's supposed to close up within the first, I think, 3 days of you being born. But in 25% of the population, it is, they're walking around with a hole in their heart, and they don't know until they have a stroke. But they did tell me, too, that, you know, I was like, I don't understand, I'm so healthy, you know, I'm really picky with my diet and people I work with because I, you know, I'm very into taking care of my body. And they said, well, that's obvious because if you hadn't been an athlete and if you hadn't been, you know, in the great shape that you are, you could have suffered a massive stroke and you would have been paralyzed.
And that's the truth. The muscle that you carry, the conditioning that you've developed is why all you had was blurred vision.
Yeah.
And so, did you end up undergoing open heart surgery?
That is another crazy story. Like, I went, you know, they were trying to do open heart in Vegas, and I like, they're like, we need to schedule this right away, and I was like, I looked at my husband at the time, and I'm like,
no, I gotta get home.
At them, and I was like, can I fly? They said yes, but you need to get the surgery, you know, shortly thereafter. And I was like, get me the hell out of here. You don't go to Vegas to get heart surgery.
Yeah, right.
So I went to get a second opinion who at the time was from a very, very, very well-known heart surgeon in Connecticut. He also wanted to do open heart. And so that's what I was facing. I was facing, you know, never being able probably to be myself again.
Right.
And I'm not talking about just competing, but your entire life changes when you have open heart.
Right.
You know, I would have had to depend on someone wiping my own butt for like a couple months. I wouldn't be able to drive for a few months.
Right.
Luckily, I you know, I have a breast augmentation. So I went to my doctor a week before the surgery was scheduled. And I was like, doc, like, you know, I trust you. Should I do the surgery? Because my boobs are over the muscle.
Right.
They're not under.
Yeah,
so like,
you wouldn't be able to train if they were under the muscle. That's the biggest mistake most women make.
Yeah.
Putting it under the muscle changes the geometry of the pectoral muscle completely.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So mine are over. So I was like, are they going to fall out when this guy's sawing my chest open? Because the scar was going to be from like my neck all the way down.
They crack your sternum. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they saw through your sternum. It's like a horror movie. And my doctor was like, do not do this surgery. He's like, please go to my friend at Columbia Presbyterian in New York City. Cause that's where I got my boobs done in the city cause I lived in Manhattan at the time. And, he's like, call him, tell him that I know you and he'll help you. And I was like, it's hard to get into Columbia. You can't just waltz in there and like get the best heart surgeon. So I called figuring who knows what'll happen. He took me the next day. He sat me down and talked to me for 2 hours about the different types of heart surgery you could undergo, different types of procedures, different types of devices they could implant to close up the hole.
Really?
And I felt very confident in him. He's actually one of the best in the world. And I went with him, and I canceled my open heart surgery, and I had the surgery with him done November 19th. And they went in through the artery in my groin up with a catheter up through my heart, through the artery, and plugged the hole with the Helix device.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And it was a 25-minute procedure. I stayed awake and watched it. That was pretty cool.
Right.
And
so they didn't have to. You know, they didn't anesthetize you, huh?
They gave me some stuff that was supposed to knock me out, but I guess I have a high tolerance.
Right. Right.
Because I was a little loopy, but I wasn't out.
Right.
So I just watched it on the screen. It was pretty interesting. And you know, the worst part of it is I had to lay flat for 4 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
But you know,
and,
yeah, so
and you wanted to get up and do cardio, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I just did cardio. But I was out of the gym actually from the Olympia all the way till February because they wanted me to just make sure everything took before I started training again.
Right.
So, but I've had 2 checkups since then, and I go for my next one next month. And by next month, the my heart should have grown all the way around the device.
So have you been training all this time?
Yeah. I mean, this year, as soon as I could start training again, I started training. Because at the time I started a divorce with my ex-husband.
Oh God, more stress.
So yeah, it was shocking to say the least, but I filed for divorce January 3rd. And, I needed the gym, you know, to balance me out, to focus me, to get myself back to where I needed to be mentally and physically. So it was a really rough battle to get back into shape. Being out for 6 months is not easy at all.
Yeah, I bet.
And,
especially when you've been doing it your whole life, you know?
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, I just wanted to prove to people that if you set your mind to something, you can achieve it. And I wasn't going to let, you know, my ex-husband or, you know, this surgery bring me down. I wanted to qualify for the Olympia again. That was my goal, and I did it. And this year I placed 8th, and I brought a much different package this year, and I was very pleased with that.
Uh-huh.
Apparently the rest did me good.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, I have lots of questions, and okay. I want to use the last segment to talk about some of these questions. This is a real inspiring story. If you have a nagging ache or pain, and it's what's keeping you from doing the things that you want to do, just listen to this story. Listen to this story about being, this is something that could have derailed somebody. Just the stroke would have derailed somebody. Never mind finding out that you have this defect since birth in your heart. And look how hard you've been training all this time. And in fact, that was your saving grace.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Jilly Revelle. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is
is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Take it back. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with IFBB Pro Jilly Revelle. Her story is inspiring. It's amazing, actually. When you look back at your pictures of that Olympia, do you see anything that you like, oh, man, now I understand? Like, do you see anything about how you posed on stage and how you handled yourself and all that sort of stuff?
My posing, I mean, I don't mean to sound like I'm bragging, but I am such a perfectionist with my posing. My posing, like, no one knew. No one had any idea.
Really?
Yeah, even in my routine, like, I hit my routine perfectly. The only thing is, in some pictures, you can kind of tell that one of my eyes is a little off.
Really? So when you say off, is it, like, is it a little closed? Is the gaze sideways instead of straight on?
Gaze is off, and it kind of looks like a blank staring straight with my right eye.
Interesting.
But that's it. Like, you would never, no one knew. No one had any idea because I'm such a perfectionist with my posing. You know, I am one of the better posers in the division. That's kind of like my thing. Like, I'm known for having like really great routines and my presence on stage is, you know, like no one else is. So that didn't falter. It was just my weird gaze.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the way you saw the world instead of the way the world saw you.
Yes.
Okay, so you are a sponsored athlete for, what's the name of the company?
Muscle Sports International.
How long have you been sponsored with them?
Going on February or March will be 2 years.
Excellent.
I'll be with them.
Excellent. And so
they're a fantastic company, great products.
What kind of products do they have?
They have everything from protein powders, pre-workout, intra-workout, post-workout, BCAAs. They have multivitamins. They have joint support. They also have a lot of things that I love. They have a raw series. So you can make up your own pre- or intra-workout.
Wow.
Because a lot of stuff, you know, gives people stomach aches. Like, I can't drink stuff with a lot of creatine, but I can mix up with, like, the beta-alanine and you know, a different type of creatine because we have two different types of creatine, like a huge blend of different stuff, and I can leave out whatever gives me, like, the stomach ache. So I like our raw series quite a bit. I use it every day. A little scoop of this, a little scoop of that.
Now, what about a website for you?
Right now, it's down, but it will be back up shortly, and it's JillianRavel.com.
Jillian, huh?
Yeah.
What happened to Jilly? Come on.
I know. I thought about it, but I was like, well, my real name is Jillian, so yeah. I'll stick with that.
So, I mean, this is, I mean, have I'm just flabbergasted by the whole story. You know, I messaged you the other day and was like, Jilly, did you have a stroke? Like, I heard it,
I heard
somebody say, you know, Jilly had a stroke. I was like, no, I just saw her on Facebook. She looks great. No, yeah. Last year, right before the Olympia, I'm like, oh, I don't believe this. I figured it was like one of those bad rumors that was passed around. And you messaged me back. You said, yeah, right before the Olympia. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What is this?
Yeah.
it's an amazing story. But also, do you have a different, you know, a lot of times when you have these types of events, life-altering events, you know, obviously you went through a divorce around the same time. Maybe you have a different value for your life now. Do you have different goals? Do you feel different about your life at all?
You know, the one good thing about me is that I've always lived my life positively. You know, my parents taught me from a very, very young age to respect myself, respect my mind, respect my body, to set goals and how to reach them. And I've lived my life that way, you know, since I was a little kid. And having the stroke has just made me value, you know, my parents and their teaching that much more, because I feel like if something had happened to me and I couldn't continue with my life, like, I've already lived an amazing life because I've been true to myself the whole
time. Right. That's a really, great attitude. Really great. I mean, you can't get that anywhere. That's amazing.
And of course, you know, I spend a little bit more time with my mom, where I'm a little more patient when things arise, you know, because everything can be taken away from you in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so I just make the best of every day. Every morning I wake up and just thank God I'm alive.
Right.
And just focus on the positive and making my life and people around me better.
Is there a special guy in your life now?
Right now, no. I'm kind of taking time to focus on myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You need that.
Yeah, everybody needs it to kind of just be with yourself and kind of get grounded a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you still living in Connecticut?
Yes, actually, I moved back in with my parents to save money for a little while, which is also nice because my mom has had some health issues over the past few years. So I've been able to spend a lot of time with her, so it's been really nice.
I did that at the end of my mom's life, too, and it was really great, and I'm glad I did it. It was difficult, but it was. I look back at it with great fondness now, so it's really nice.
Yeah.
So when is the next competition for you?
I'm applying for the Arnold Classic.
This will be exciting. So really, when you say you're applying, are you applying based on them approving you health-wise, or are you applying based on you having what it takes to get on stage at the Arnold Classic?
Well, so many people apply, and they only pick a select few. I think, you know, on average, it's around 20 people per class. So, I mean, there's about 200 women's physique pros out there right now. Of course, you know, I think I have good chances because I made the Olympia twice. I was one of the first girls to turn pro. I've competed this Olympia with my 27th show total. So I'm always out there. I think I have a good name in the sport and in the division. But I've never won a pro show yet. So hopefully next year I will win a pro show. But I'm pretty confident that I will get selected to do the Arnold.
Well, you know, if you're also a great spokesperson for the sport from this standpoint, you went to that competition and you did that competition even though you didn't feel well, and you had a real good reason not to feel well. And that, that's the epitome of suck it up and get it done. Now, there are the people out there who are probably going to say that was silly of you, but only you knew how well you felt or how well you didn't feel. Did you have a lot of people come out and try to say it had something to do with drugs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. And, like, oh, she was on diuretics, she used this, she used that, and I'm just laughing to myself because...
It's a hole in my heart, you know.
Yeah, it's a hole in my heart, and, like, there's no way it could have been from dehydration because I had drank, you know, I was drinking almost 2 gallons of water a day, and it was Tuesday before I even flew.
Right.
So it
right.
had nothing to do with, like, cutting water or
right.
diuretics or anything like that.
Yeah, it really is an inspiring story. It's somebody needs to shout it from the rooftops because the doctors even told you that had you not been as strong as you are and in the conditioning that you're in, you probably wouldn't have survived this.
Yeah, I would have had a massive stroke.
Massive stroke and probably a heart attack with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is evidence that muscle saves lives, and especially for you women out there, you know, men get it. We strive to be strong. Women don't strive to be strong because society puts them in this little box where you're supposed to be frail and skinny fat and you have thigh gap and all this other stuff. And it's like, that's the sickliest person on earth. Don't fall for it. Women need to be strong. Women need to strive for strength. They need to train for strength too. This is it. Bulletproof your body.
Yeah, physically and mentally. You know, that's the one thing my dad always taught me. He's like, even though you're a woman and hopefully one day you'll find a man that you can live your life with, he's like, you have to be able to stand on your own no matter what at any time. He's like, physically, mentally, you've got to be 110% all the time. And I've taken that with me throughout my whole life.
Yeah. It's a great story, Jillie, and I'm so glad that you're okay.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on the show today.
Of course. It was lovely to hear your voice again.
I know. Well, listen, you're doing great things, and hopefully we'll see you at the Arnold this year. I always try to make it to the Arnold. Lisa and I like going up there to Columbus. We have a good time up there. So.
Oh, my gosh. I'll definitely be there because Muscle Sport will have a booth, but hopefully I will be on stage. And hopefully I can see you and give you a big hug.
Yes, that would be great. Listen, thanks for doing the show today. Continued success. You're a great athlete, talking to you, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, Carl. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. What an inspiring story. What an inspiring person. It's a great story. Really is a good one. Pass it around to your friends if you're listening to it right now. Also want to thank Coach Wade Johnson for coming on. And check out the Ogaware, Winter Ogaware, SuperSquat800@yahoo.com. You can email him directly. And thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. And we'll see you tomorrow with another great show. I promise.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category.